The Renda and Healy continue to slog through difficult ice conditions. They were 110 miles south of Nome this afternoon. The vessels made it just 32 miles closer to Nome this weekend. And given the tough conditions, the ships have begun to take breaks at night to allow the crews to rest up for the next day. There is no set arrival date as the vessels move through some of the toughest ice they will encounter. Kathleen Cole from the National Weather Service Ice Desk says the current ice pack is dense and pressurized.
When you're in a solid area of ice or a very compact area of ice and you're pushing it apart, you're pushing it into ice that's also pretty solid. So you're creating force there. And when you go through it, that force is no longer there and the ice turns around and rushes back in the void that you made.
The Renda became lodged in ice several times throughout the weekend. Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis was aboard a C-130 flying over the vessels late last week. She says a variety of ice-breaking techniques were used with the Healy escort.
So the Healy did figure eights around them, and they would do circles close to the ship on both sides to create what we call relief cuts, to break up the ice enough that it had somewhere to move as the Renda continued to move forward.
The vessel should get a bit of a break later tonight as they enter ice that's thinner and less pressurized. In Nome, teams from Sitnasoc and partners were double-checking equipment and going over the last details of emergency plans. Jason Evans, the Sitnasoc board chair, says state regulators and Coast Guard personnel got a close look at the equipment and conditions for the upcoming fuel transfer. John Cotola, the manager of the Marine Vessels Section for the DEC, says crews used the daylight hours today to get oriented with the situation at the port.
Looking at the ice conditions in that area, working at the moorings for how the ship can be moored up to make sure it's solid into the ice, and then the hose routings, the discharge hose, get a feel for, you know, some estimates of what we think we're going to need for light plants.
And in the air, a research team launched an unmanned aerial vehicle to photograph ice conditions near the port. The team from the University of Alaska Fairbanks is helping to gather data to help chart the tanker's final approach.